Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. And always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. I appreciate it. It really means a lot for you guys to take time out of your busy day to listen to little old me. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell an enemy, tell your neighbor, tell your client, a plaintiff, a defendant, a lawyer, a judge. If you get pulled over by a cop, just go, hey, you should check out this podcast. It's pretty dope. If you get robbed, it's like, yo, before you take my phone, let me show you this podcast you should listen to. And if you stole somebody's phone, give it back, okay? If you're one of those people I'm talking about, if you discover my podcast because a victim of yours pointed you to my podcast, do the right thing. Go through their text messages. Find a friend and go, hey, I just stole so-and-so's phone. Where did they live at? I feel bad. That podcast was dope. Even you, when you text that friend to ask for the address to give the phone back, you tell that person to listen to the podcast. It'll come full circle because then you'll turn yourself in. And then when the cop sits you down to interview you, he'll go, all right, before we talk about you robbing this person, you got to check out this podcast. And then when you go to jail, you can tell your cellmate about the podcast. And that's how we help this thing grow, people, right? But I truly appreciate it. I'm getting ready to take off here pretty soon to go to New Jersey to celebrate the life of my cousin, Corey. So not the best of circumstances, but I'm looking forward to seeing some family I haven't seen in quite some time. And Miles is finally meeting them for the first time. So we're going to try to have as good a time as you can when it's something like this. But, yep. So, yeah, tell somebody. Okay, even your accountant, if you have an accountant, tell them. How many people actually even have an accountant? Did I ever tell you I have I don't even know if I want to call it a theory, but I just think people back in the day were just better with money just because you had to face somebody, you had to see somebody to get money out of your account or just to deal with banking at all. You had to actually go see a real person, and how embarrassing that would be just to always have like a $4 balance or just in the negative all the time. Especially as a dude, you know, you're a young guy. Back in the day, it seems like a lot of young, attractive ladies worked at the bank. And the last thing you want to go in and do is just like, hey, let me get, you know, $25 out of the bank. Got some stuff to do. And then they're like, yeah, you only got $12. It's like you have no chance at even taking this woman out because she knows you don't have any money. And now thinking about that, it's just like, oh, that would be annoying. They have to go to the bank to get money all the time. That just seems dumb, like a waste of time. I got to go all the way to the bank to get $20 because I want to go here. It's like you're wasting somebody's time over $20. I love technology. The only reason why I even go to a bank now is so I have to pay my car note. And I just haven't set it up on my phone to automatically come out because it's through another bank and I haven't done that. And I don't even like, no one is even in it, is ever even in there. I don't even know how physical banks even really, I guess there's other little, you can get cashier's checks and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, it seems silly. Just get rid of them. But I guess if you can't rob the bank, you can't tell the people about the podcast. To have the cop tell you, then you tell yourself. Yeah, so keep banks around to help my podcast grow, everybody. All right. Oh, man. Milestone. What has he done in the last day? did I tell you we put the tree up? He was really into the tree. Yeah, I'll talk about that. So we put the tree up. Last year, he was little, you know. He was three. He was kind of into it, but this year, he was really excited. I mean, he didn't want any help with the ornaments. And when we lit it up, man, he really lit up. And, I mean, jumping up and down, he really, really enjoyed it. So the holidays are really starting to become fun again, everybody. As a new parent, you're excited, like it's his first Christmas, and then you realize everybody's looking at you like, hey man, he's one. He's not gonna realize what's going on. And you as a new young dumb parent, no, they know. They know. He can tell. He liked the tree. And it's just like, doesn't care about the tree. Doesn't care about Santa Claus. Doesn't care about none of that stuff. But as a young parent, you're so excited, and you know, you kind of what's the word? You kind of put these things on you. No, look, see how he's staring at that one ornament? He really likes that one. He can tell. What, it's like, no, you can't. You're projecting. That's the word. You're projecting your kid's happiness on you because you're excited. So there's no more projecting. He's excited. He's happy. And we're looking forward to it. And, yeah, I had a moment. I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder's Christmas album. That's my go-to. It's weird, even though holiday music is, I don't listen to it very often, obviously, because it's holiday music. It's just, for years I was not accepting of any other Christmas music at all. It was like, if it's not the stuff I grew up on, then it's just not Christmas music. It's just, I'm a very nostalgic guy. But over the last few years I let some new stuff slide in, like Mariah Carey. That's a classic. Her Christmas album is classic. I will allow it. So, but we're putting the tree up. It just reminded me of my childhood, which is, when you think about it, it's pretty selfish. It's like, now we're going to put the tree up for him, but I want that shit to be just like when I put the tree up. That's dumb. I guess I got to stop that. But so we're listening to Stevie Wonder's Christmas album, and I love it. And I remember my father told me that Little Drummer Boy was like his most favorite song of all time. And I never understood that. And the song comes on, and I'm like, I'm losing it. Not, you know, they can't, my wife and son can't tell, but I have to like leave the room. I'm actually like listening to the lyrics. And you know, I'm not a religious person at all. Not but in the least bit. I'm not religious. But when I listen to the words of that song, man, you know, you hear this little boy who's told, hey, the King of Kings is born. He's not really sure. He goes just purely based on faith. Like, you know what? I'm going to go. That's what they say he is. I believe him. I'm going to go. And then he gets there, and it's his turn to say, what up, though? Because he was from Detroit. He realizes, you know, he goes, I have no gift to give. I have nothing. And you have all these prominent kings. They're bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They have all these gifts and extravagant things to give the king of all kings. And I mean, he has nothing. He realizes, I have no gift to give, but I can play this drum. And I was just like, man, this kid went on pure faith and felt as if he had nothing to give. But he was like, you know what? This is my thing. I can play this drum. And they said he played his heart out. And that's a great gift. That kid gave all that he could on this blind faith. Dude played his heart out for, he's like, it blows my mind. It was just like, man, you just gotta have faith in something, and you gotta give it to your the old college try. You have to. You gotta give your all. And that really moved me. I listened to that song, I mean, hundreds of times over the years. And for some reason, this past Sunday, those lyrics really just hit home and made me feel a certain way. And I even talked to my therapist about it, and I just started fucking bawling. He was, that's bad. He was getting choked up. But, you know, dang, here we go. He was getting choked up. He was trying not to cry. I don't know what was going on. With me mentally on, was it Saturday? Sunday that I just listening to those words just really, I don't know, just really hit home. And then I'm like, man, I love this song. And then my dad reminded me that it was his favorite song too. So I wonder, that's just kind of a weird thing at 36 to finally hear those lyrics and totally get it. And it's just a great song. It's not really even a holiday song. I mean, I get it. It's about the birth of Jesus, but I mean, just to hear that song of just going on blind faith and just giving your all, when you feel like you don't have anything to give, but you have this skill and you use that skill to the best of your ability as a gift to someone. I think that says a lot. You know, to me, that would be the most valuable gift. That would be the most valuable gift. So yeah, a billionaire could come give $100 million. That's a lot of money. But to them, it's a tenth of their money. But if I came and I had $5 and I gave $4, that's to me, that's truly giving. Because that shit hurt. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't even know how to transition from that, but I wanted to share that emotional thing with you guys. You can make fun of me if you want. I don't care. You know, it's just as I get older, I just have a different appreciation for life, and I'm starting to understand things more. And I'm not ashamed of it. You know, I think as you get older, you should start appreciating things more and be more open-minded about things and understanding. Because I told y'all before, I used to be a fucking homophobic person. And then I got older and realized, like, what? I think about that sometimes. Like, what was wrong with me? You know? What the hell was I thinking? I can't even. It's like trying to remember before you could read. You know what I mean? It's just, that's how I look at me. They owed me being homophobic. It's like, I can't even remember other shit I used to, like, what was I like? Did I think about it all the time? Like, why would I get so upset? You know, did I really care, or was I taught to react that way? But I digress. Sorry. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. I'm trying to be as open and honest with you guys with my podcast as possible. I try to make it funny, but I want to talk about a bunch of different things because I would like to go back and listen to all these, you know, maybe years from now and actually, you know, go, oh, man, I was going through all that at that point in time. I just don't want to make it frivolous things, you know, just silly stuff all the time. I really want to try to open up and be honest and kind of just, I don't know. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't really have a smooth transition out of this, but yeah, I just want to be a more open, honest, and I don't know if emotional is not the word, but just, I just really want to give people more insight as to how I truly feel. I think that's beneficial for me, and it's definitely something I would love to come back and hear in a couple of years, to hear what I was thinking about and my thought process and how much I've changed, or if I haven't changed, or if I've fucking, you know, just went back to some old ways or something. But what I wanted to talk about this week, so thank you for listening to that. Sorry for getting all weird. But this week, I'm over the election. I truly am. You know, it's just like, it is what it is. It's like, I don't think my life is really going to change that much. But this dude, man, I'm giving Donald Trump a chance. I even said that from the get-go. I don't think he's going to do well. But if he does, I'll be the first to admit it. I'll eat crow, whatever. But this guy, man, it's just, and I know people go, well, you're not being fair. You got to make fun of both sides. You really don't, especially when you're talking about the side where they feel everyone else is too sensitive. No one can take a joke. No one can take criticism. Everybody's so sensitive. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm not even going to go, well, you know, liberals do that too. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to, because that's not what I'm talking about. It's just crazy how these people, they will just blindly support this guy. They don't care what he's doing. His wife not going to move into the White House. This dude's just skipping daily intel briefings like it's nothing. Says, I'm smart. I don't need to hear the same shit every day. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? And his people, his supporters are fine with that. They are fine with that. I can't even imagine if Obama skipped any briefings at all. This is why he, blah, blah, he's disrespecting. This guy has done nothing to show any respect to this office that he's about to get into at all. He has his kids sitting in on meetings. He wants his daughter to handle the first lady stuff. And no one even cares. Now all of a sudden they're questioning all the stuff that the president does. Why do they have to do that anyway? It's just for the last 8 years because, you know, Obama did something slightly different than somebody else. It was the end of the world. This dude disrespecting the Constitution, the presidency, the tradition of what presidents do. This guy, he hates America. And here, this guy is treating this office like it's just some new job that he just plans on. He's like, well, this is just going to be, I'm going to do this for a couple of years and then I'm going to move to something new. Like, this is just another tick mark on the resume just to say I was president. And no one cares. How the hell are you going to say you're cleaning out the swamp and you're hiring fucking millionaires and billionaires? This dude wants the CEO of Exxon to be the Secretary of State. And this guy has literally got medals from Russia. Medals. For being cool with Putin. Medals. This whole hacking thing where it's just... Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that it had a direct... result on the end of the election. I'm not going to say that. I have no idea. But I couldn't, and the fact that Republicans just want to ignore it like it's not a big deal, even if it did, it didn't affect anything. What does it matter? Could you imagine if they lost? I mean, look at the big deal they made about Hillary Clinton's emails. Then you have intelligence agencies that are saying, hey, they definitely hacked our systems, and they don't give a shit because it's their guy. Some of these guys don't want to do an investigation. I mean, when you tell, look, you can't say, as a Republican, you can't say that when Black Lives Matter says pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon is dangerous rhetoric and it's gotten cops killed, so it's their fault. You just can't go around saying that stuff. You can't jump on that bandwagon. You can't talk about how you shouldn't say stuff like that. You can't blame them when you turn around and Donald Trump has been on TV and said, Russia should hack Hillary's emails so we know what the hell is going on. When you tell a foreign government who's basically an enemy of the state to hack a politician's email, to hack government networks to get her emails, and act like it's not a big deal. They made the most noise, and they were so loud about Obama and his quote unquote relationship with Jeremiah Wright years ago. You guys remember that, the racist preacher? They made the biggest deal about that shit. Would not let it go. It's just the kind of guy we want in the White House. He's hanging around racist people. And this dude has the cake. He acts like the KKK. He's never heard of David Duke. He acts like he doesn't know how he's energizing the KKK. And people are like, well, you can't really blame Donald Trump for people reacting a certain way to the things that he says. But, I mean, for months, they went on and on about Jeremiah Wright and Obama and, you know, black racists and all that type of shit. I mean, you want to, this guy, and I mean, I get it. This Tillerson dude, huge company, basically is running a country. I mean, when you think about how big Exxon is and the people that he has to deal with, knock, I get it. But the shit just doesn't look right. And that's what's funny to me. It's just like, that's something I think white people really don't have to worry about, is shit not looking right. It's like, it doesn't matter if it passes the smell test either. None of that shit. You know? He can hire all these white dudes and they have all these weird connections to countries or businesses that, you know, might be a conflict of interest, and the people are just like, eh. But as a black dude, the minute you hire one black person or even consider another person of color for something, it's just like, wait a minute, what's going on here? This isn't looking right. This smells weird. Looks like it's a little bit of favoritism. But here you have this dude. I mean, I can't even, I mean, this guy he's weaving a very tangled web, and people just seem to not give a shit. And I know there's probably going to be some people like, oh, what do you know about, you know, all these secretaries? You couldn't even tell me who the old Secretary of Transportation was. So how do you know this person won't do well or that woman won't do well? And I'll say this to you. I asked you guys that question years ago when you said Obama didn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I said the same thing. Who won it last year? Couldn't you just know he doesn't deserve it, or there's other people, but you don't even know who should have won it, and you don't know who won any other Nobel Peace Prizes. I just think this dude is going to get us in a lot of trouble. I hope I'm wrong. I really do, because I live here. I like having infrastructure. I like running water. I definitely don't want to end up in some Mad Max world just because some dude didn't get hugged by his dad enough and he just wants to prove that he can do whatever he wants. But all right, there's a show. That's the show. I got to get out of here. I got to hit the road. So see you next week, everybody. Make sure you tell somebody about the podcast. Peace out.